Good morning, everyone. I hope you've all found the same comfortable seat that you were in yesterday. We have another wonderful day planned for you. My name is Brian Dahlberg, and I want to introduce our first panel. We have Allison Collins. She's an attorney with Spalding, Nichols, Lamp, and Lingua, previous general counsel for Eanes ISD and Lake Travis ISD, has a particular interest in school safety, which has found her giving trainings to the Texas School Safety Center, TASBO, the FBI, that must have been interesting, and several local law enforcement agencies. We also have Hans Graf. After a career as a Navy JAG officer, Hans entered a private school law practice in 1993. He was then assistant and deputy general counsel for Houston ISD for over 25 years, and he's now back in private practice with the Leon Alcala Law Firm. And last, we have Marnie Collins-Sims, no relation to Allison, I'm told. She's a past chair of the school law section and a life fellow of the Texas Bar Foundation. She told me yesterday that she is a coffee aficionado. So since they have 2 hours uninterrupted, I hope she and everyone else has had their Folgers this morning. And with that, I'll turn it over. I don't know who's going first. Okay, great.
Thank you. And you looked at the agenda and you said, who thought it was a good idea to give Marnie 2 hours to talk? But I want you to know that we have three different topics, but they're under the same umbrella, and we tried to combine them so that it would flow and make more sense. And then we also said we would incorporate some movement breaks, so I don't know what Hans and Allison have in store for you, but I promise we're going to try to keep you engaged. And my coffee aficionado, I said I was the protege of Hans, who is the coffee aficionado, and he is the reason that I have like a $2,000 coffee machine now. But
I did not know this.
Yes. So he inspired me. But anyway, good morning. My name is Marnie, and I am the general counsel at Cypress Fairbanks ISD. And what the three of us planned, what we wanted to talk to you about, and the overarching topic for us today is armed security requirements for school districts. How are we going to comply with safety and security personnel requirements? And really, we talked about it. It falls into three broad buckets, but they overlap so much, and we want to have a dialogue and answer questions as you go along. But we thought we would start with kind of you're sitting there, either your client or you, if you are in-house, and you have to comply with the security personnel requirements in Texas. What does that look like? And what are your decisions? Let me make sure. So one, I guess, first decision point would be, do I start my own police department? That sounds simple enough, right? I'm required. What should I do? I'm gonna start my own police department. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is, why are you making that decision, and what to think about when you are making that decision? And what got us here, briefly, I'll just say, we all know, we all remember House Bill 3, beginning 23-24. You, as the school district, the school board, you have to decide how many security officers, armed security officers, I will say, will be at each campus. It doesn't say, do you want them? It doesn't say, well, what's your plan? Are you going to consider? It says, tell us how many. So the board had to make that decision. So then if you decide I'm going to comply with that by starting my own police department, then that's what I'm here to talk to you about and to keep in mind. So I'm going to talk to you about required board actions, requirements when employing these individuals, because it is different than other employees, some very specific requirements. And then I'm going to tell you the practical tips for starting your own agency, because I did that for Cypress Fairbanks ISD, Allison did it for Eanes. And so there are some real requirements in the paper, which I believe we set up, it's in the order. So the first paper will be the one that I prepared. And so I'm going to reference statutes or provisions, but not list them. They're going to be in the paper. So what does your board have to do if you are going to start a police department?